Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
There's been, as long as you've been around and I've been around, the players on teams that you love them when they're yours, and you hate them when they're not, be it Dale Hunter or whoever it was over the years. Where does Sam fit in that group
I don't think even close. Like, we're six games into the playoffs, and he took a puck outside the crease, and now he's a villain. But I expected that when I got up this morning. It just still surprises me, fellas. Like, I mean, there were far more egregious collisions in that game last night, but we won't be talking about those, I would imagine, today. No, it doesn't. I'm not upset about it. I'm really not. You know what you're getting this morning. I know where this is going. Honest to God, I mean, I've seen every hit that Sam Bennett's thrown since he was 12 years old on TV this morning. I get it. Go ahead, run with it. We're good. Puck's going to drop.
Panthers coach Paul Maurice there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Yeah, don't worry about it. Hey, you want Sam Bennett to be the bad guy? That's fine. You guys are up 1-0. You get the first game, but go ahead. Sam Bennett's the worst human being to ever play the game. And go ahead. Run with it. We got to win this frigging game. By the way, a guy joins us right now. I call him Oldie but Goodie. Jeff Rimmer, former play-by-play TV voice for the Florida Panthers, left us, went to Columbus Blue Jackets with his buddy Doug McClain, and has been here since this thing started up, and he joins us. Rim, it is so cool to get a chance to talk to you, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Been too long, Joe. Nice to join you, and boy, are we in for a series here between Toronto and Florida. And as far as Bennett is concerned, I love the guy. Understand that he said here, I believe during the previous series, and he certainly said it more than once, he can play any game. He can play a physical game. He can play a finesse game. He can play a skill game. And as he said, and I'm quoting him here now, I can play a dirty game. But there was no need for a suspension the other night. He was just following through and trying to get to the front of the net. In fact, I believe Stolar's problem with the concussion, and by the way, he could play tonight, although it's doubtful in my mind that he will, but he hasn't been ruled out by Craig Berube. But I want to tell you, I think Bennett hurt him more with the slap shot to the face mask earlier on in the game.
Yeah, we all agree on that. They did that close-up, Rim. I'm so glad you brought that up. And he looked foggy. I mean, he was putting his mask back on, and he was shaking his head and trying to blink his eyes like to get over the fog, which, you know, is a sign of a concussion. You know, Rim, living down here, we know a thing or two about concussions, brother. That's all we talk about down here with the football team is the concussion. So how do you feel? Listen, this Toronto team's got some firepower. There's no question about it, and it was kind of weird. We haven't seen the Panthers come out and play the way they did in that first period. What's your take on game two and what we can expect?
Well, I believe that Florida will win the series. And by the way, I've got a horse in the race. There's a lot of connections that I have with this Florida Panther hockey team, in addition to obviously doing the first 10 years of the franchise. But three guys are from the Blue Jackets. Most notably for me is goalie Bob Bobrovsky. In fact, Joe, you'd love this. One Christmas, I was coming down during the break because this is still my home, my permanent home. And Bobrovsky came to me along with Artemi Panarin, who also wanted to join the Panthers a few years back, by the way. And they say, are you flying back to Florida for Christmas? And I said, absolutely. Well, cancel your ticket because you're flying with us on a private plane. That was the greatest plane ride I've had in my life.
Wow.
And Bobrovsky even had a limo waiting for me in Miami to take me back to Delray, where my home is here permanently. And I tell you, he bought the best bottle of wine that I've had in my life. And Bob kept saying, you got to eat, you got to drink. And I mean, it was terrific. You've also got our general manager here in our former assistant GM and Bill Zito.
Wow, is he
and
good.
Of course, Seth Jones. Of course, Seth Jones, who I think has made a tremendous difference to the back line. And you're getting Ekblad back tonight. And I can't forget Paul Maurice. You'll love this story. Maurice, who I'm very friendly with, calls me in Columbus after he got fired for a second time in Carolina. And he said, Jeff, I need to pick your brain. I said, by all means. He was doing television in Canada for TSN. Columbus is a short 5-6 hour drive to Toronto. And of course, his wife is from the Windsor area and he wanted to be close to her family. So he said, Columbus is a place we'd like to move. I said, it's great. He said, what about the schools? I said, it's great. He moved his family just down the street from me in the same neighborhood in Tartan Field. So
wow.
I got a hot spot for this Florida hockey team and always will. Love my 10 years here, the first 10 years of the franchise. And as far as this series goes, and I'm not being biased in any way, shape, or form, I predicted before the series a short series. I think Toronto's going to give them a run. I expect them to be better tonight, but I pick Florida now. I'll alternate my plans, maybe 6 games maximum.
Hey, so I got to get into more specifics with you. If Stolarz can't play tonight, Joseph Woll will play. What do you think of him? As I know, he played a lot in the regular season. How good is he? Can he handle it? And what would you expect from him if he does play tonight?
Well, his relief performance the other night was his first game action in 3 weeks. And you can't be at the top of your game, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs, if you don't play for 3 weeks. I'm sorry. But I say he'll likely start today. But I think the Panthers will play better tonight in game two. They were slow in starting. First two periods, not the Florida Panther hockey team that we're used to seeing. And, of course, they turned it on in the third. I expect them to play better, and I expect them to be all around Woll. I will say this about Toronto's defense. Florida and Toronto played a couple of years ago. I attended all the games here in South Florida, and this is a better team than the Toronto team from a couple of years ago. Their defense is better. They got a better coach in Craig Berube than they had previously, but I still think Florida will prevail because they got 4 balanced lines. They get Ekblad back tonight. They've got a better defense, and you've got to give them the edge and goal with Bobrovsky.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, I got to ask you about Bill Zito. We don't talk much about him. He's not out there in front. I give him a lot of credit. He lets his coach and those guys, and he just makes that guy just about everything he has touched since taking over as general manager, whether it's trade deadline, offseason, money-driven, he has made great decisions, starting obviously with Tkachuk. But I just didn't expect this, and he and Paul Maurice work so well together on top of it.
Well, let me tell you about Zito. He is a brilliant man. Forget the hockey part of it. The guy is a smart person. He thinks outside the box, and that's what went on when he was with us in Columbus as assistant general manager. He's also taken over from Dale Tallon, who put Barkov and some of the other pieces of the puzzle together. And then you look at the players that were brought in through trades and free agency by Zito. In particular, getting Tkachuk and Bennett. And the interesting story here today is, in this series, the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Trey Leving, he traded both those guys, Tkachuk and Bennett, and now he's got to face them on the other side. And as I said, a definite advantage that Zito was able to bring those two here. And of course, it's a situation where Gaudreau, and what an untimely death prior to the start of last season for the Blue Jackets, but after Gaudreau went free agent, there was no way that they were going to let Tkachuk walk, and Trey Leving had to make a trade, and Zito pounced on it to his credit.
Wow. And boy, it was, you talk about the perfect personality and guy to join this team and fit right in from day one when he came out. His first comments were, Tampa Bay, the party's over. It was just unbelievable, and those matchups have been great. By the way, how's our boy Doug McLean? What happened to Doug McLean? Is he still around? One of the most entertaining? I love Paul Maurice, but I love myself some Doug McLean.
He's a pain in the butt, Joe. You know that. He and I go toe-to-toe all the time. He took me to Columbus, but I'll tell you, he is ruthless. By the way, I'm glad he left town yesterday morning at 6 o'clock. Good riddance. He's gone back to PEI for the summer, and I don't have to see that face again here now till October or November.
Hey, I got to tell you, nobody better for when this thing was rolling, when we got hockey going down here, you guys got hockey going. That was the perfect personality for this franchise. You agree with that, Doug McLean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned Tkachuk. You know what? And I really believe this. And there's personalities in that Panther dressing room right now besides Tkachuk. But it reminds me of those first few years, Joe, and you know it well, with the likes of Brian Skrudland and Scott Mellenby. Character people, outstanding leaders, and that's what the Florida Panthers here now with the group that's there. And I'll tell you, they got an excellent chance to repeat as Stanley Cup champions, in my opinion. I don't think there's anybody that can beat them.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, the style of play Paul Maurice put in play, and they got a lot of talent. Listen, we can talk about, you got to have talent to win. I know there's a great system, and you play together and all that stuff, but you still got to have talent, and this team is just loaded with potential guys on any given night that can score for you. Rim, it's great having you, man. I really appreciate it. We got to do it more often. I didn't know you were bringing your A game today like this, Rim, up there on retirement now.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just great to be on the radio here. I'll tell you, in closing, I'm still doing a radio show back in Columbus, and you'll appreciate this more than anything. You know what they call the show? Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, the biggest name dropper of them all. I can't help it. I've been around forever. I know everybody.
Hey, man, you have a right to anybody you've been connected with to bring them up in those stories was fantastic. You were neighbors with Paul Maurice. You went through Zito, the Zito story. You guys were having dinner, and I'm guessing they were picking up the tab. You know, that was a knock on you, Rim, and I didn't like it that you never picked up tabs, and that used to bother me. But is that true?
I've still got a streak going, Joe. I still got a streak going.
Hey, by the way, Steve Goldstein's right behind you. Goldie doesn't pick up any either. I'm about 200-0 with him picking up tabs. Anyway.
It's a problem. It's a problem with hockey broadcasters. We've got alligator arms.
Hey, Rim, thank you, man. Take care of yourself.
Anytime, Joe.
All right. Jeff Rimmer, former Panther play-by-play, as well as going Doug McLean to Columbus and living up in Delray now, as you just heard. Great to have him on, talk a little bit about the series. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Boy, a lot of people need a mortgage, and you need it fast, right? First-time home buyers, it's tough out there, right? Well, he's put together a program for you to stay in the game and be competitive and have a chance to get that home you really want. Fixed rates in the fives right now. If you're self-employed and you've been declined by the banks, hello. Michael Kotze's got programs for everybody. Everybody in every situation to help you out. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. That's 35 years of experience. That's surviving through every possible market that we've had. Michael Kotze stands tall. Google reviews, find out what they're saying about him. Go to Choice Mortgage Reviews. A lot of nice things are said. And oh, by the way, if you're 62 or older, you got your home paid off, or you got a lot of equity in your home, and you could really use that money, the reverse mortgage is more popular than ever. If you are 62 and your spouse at least 62, you qualify, might be something you're interested in. Nobody does them faster and gets you more money than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Call or text him, man. 561-441-2730. You know what great service is? When you work 7 days a week. And Michael Kotze, you can get a hold of 7 days a week. 561-441-2730. 35 years. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.